DW. The air is hot and sticky when the flight from Houston lands at San Salvador's International Airport. The first ones to walk down the stairs are the women. Then the men, making up the majority of the passengers. Their handcuffs have been removed and some of them hide their faces. On their way into a secluded part of the airport building, each of them receives a small pack of food, with a juice and classic Salvadoran pupusas, a tortilla-like bread filled with beans. Once the deportees have sat down on the lined-up folding chairs, they are welcomed by Salvadoran authorities. Blanca sits on one of the first rows and could easily be the mother of many of the young girls and boys around her. Her curly hair is set up in a small ponytail, and one of her front teeth is glittering in gold. She's from a small town in the state of La Libertad, and says that the deportation process always comes with a certain degree of anxiety, but that in the end, this doesn't put her off from trying again. This is her fifth attempt to enter the United States, and the fifth time she's been deported. She says that she keeps leaving her country because of the high crime rates and the lack of jobs here, but also because her family is there. Her husband has lived in the U.S. for 13 years, and a few years ago they sent their two teenage children across the border with smugglers to try to give them better opportunities in life. They are still paying the debts for the thousands of U.S. dollars they had to spend on the smugglers, and now Blanca is left alone. Here in El Salvador, she sells pupusas, but the street gangs won't stop bothering her. They extort and ask me for money, as they know my family is in the United States, she says. Money from the outside constitutes an important part of the incomes here. Last year, Salvadorans abroad sent home almost $4.6 billion to their families, according to the Central Bank of El Salvador. Marisol García is a lawyer at the Institute for Human Rights at the Central American University of San Salvador. She explains how in the 90s, many Salvadorans traveled north to reunite with family members who had escaped the civil war. Soon, poverty and the lack of jobs also became important reasons for people to migrate. Then, she says, the third major cause to leave El Salvador emerged, the violence. The previous reasons are still important, but violence has become much more significant as a factor for migration, she says. The street gangs dictate the lives for a big part of the citizens, and in 2015, El Salvador became the world's most murderous country outside a war zone. With a population of just over 6 million, an average of 18 people were killed here each day. Back at the airport, the newly arrived deportees get their shoelaces and other belongings back. Things that were taken from them during the flight for safety reasons. One of the deportees is 18-year-old Eduardo. It's not his real name, but he prefers to be called that for security reasons. His young face and curious eyes make him look even younger. He comes from a rough neighborhood in the outskirts of San Salvador and is now calling his mother on a mobile phone loaned to him by the authorities to tell her that he's landed. Being locked up for 6 months in a detention center in the U.S. border town El Paso, to finally find out that you won't be allowed to stay was stressful, he explains. The trip north was nothing he had planned. He's not very comfortable to talk about why he went, but finally lets me know the reason. The gang Mara Salvatrucha, one of the biggest in El Salvador and the one controlling the area he lives in, threatened him. They said he had to join the gang or they would kill him. Eduardo is worried about what will happen now, but at the same time he hopes he's not in danger anymore, as some time has passed since he was threatened by the gang. His application for asylum in the U.S. was rejected, and now he wants to finish high school, which he left half done. Whatever has to happen will happen, he says. Between 2010 and 2015, the number of asylum applications in other countries from El Salvador, Honduras and Guatemala increased by almost 600%, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. The fear they feel to stay in their own countries is many times well-founded, according to Marisol García.
Hay muchas personas que han intentado salir del país.
Marisol says many who've tried to flee and were sent back have been murdered. According to relatives, they didn't receive any help from the authorities, she says, explaining that the majority of those deported do not stay for long in El Salvador. Last year, over 21,000 Salvadorans were deported from the U.S. and over 31,000 from Mexico. So far this year, the numbers have gone down significantly, but the amount of arrests by U.S. immigration authorities has risen, and the fear of even more deportations is invariably present. The government has launched a program for reintegrating those who were deported, but it's been widely criticized. The program is supposed to help people find a job, but that's just one of the three reasons why people migrate, says Marisol García. There is no help for those who left to reunite with their family or because of the violence. Blanca is done with the authorities for now and is waiting outside the airport to catch a bus home. She has swapped the net bag in which all deportees receive their belongings for a black plastic bag. As soon as she and her husband in the U.S. have saved up enough money, she will travel north again. I need to be there, but we'll see what God wants, she says. Oasa Velander, 4DW, from San Salvador.
This report was brought to you by DW.